coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report. It's kind of the week in review. One thing we don't like to do, just so people know, and maybe I'm borrowing this from other talk show hosts. You know, we've got like a 48-72-hour rule. We don't like to, unless it's earth-shaking breaking news. We, for example, the SCOTUS rulings yesterday, today, we just don't like to get into those until we can get into those. All right. So there's a lot of things happening on that front that we're going to be talking about next week in detail, in depth, and the ramifications of each and what wasn't decided, what was decided. So hang loose with us on that, because I find that a lot of times your initial gut reaction, not necessarily the most accurate. So I just want to say that, and I want to welcome you to today's broadcast. And in advance, I want to wish every father out there a very happy Father's Day. You know, there's nothing like getting a hug, a call, a card. It doesn't even have to be a gift from a child. Whether the child is 6, 16, doesn't matter the age. And for the people out there with fathers, do the same. Telling you. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank our sponsors. Folks, if you haven't seen Chuck Norris recently, go to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. I'm going to tell you something. Chuckdefense.com/Hagman. You know, Chuck Norris, I often wondered what happened to him, where he's at. You know, he's I saw a video that he recently made. I was pretty surprised. He's in his 80s, of course, still kicking behind and working out and staying active. And what's even more shocking is that he's stronger, working longer, working out longer, and has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. And yes, grandkids. Wow. Did you ever think he'd get this old? Just asking. He did this by making just one change. He says he feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing, too. She never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner. And she's got energy all day. Chuck made a very special video that explains everything. And folks, make sure you watch this. And I'm not saying that lightly. I'm saying this with all sincerity. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Or by clicking the link in the description box below this video. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman, two ends on Hagman. And click the link in the description below to watch the video. Do it after the show. Do it today. You won't believe how simple it is. And just as a reminder, you may have grown up with Chuck Norris, or at least seen him in his prime. He's 81 years old, and he's got more energy than I do. So he discovered he could create the dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description box below, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. And again, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. All right. So in the week wrap, just very quickly, as we broke yesterday, Randy Taylor is going to be with me today for this week wrap, if you will. This is something, again, we spent the majority of our last episode talking about the lawfare, the putts, Merrick Garland, the fact Hunter Biden was that they're trying to create some parity of cases between Hunter Biden and Donald Trump. Ain't not going to happen. I put up a column yesterday at HagmanPI.com about this false narrative of parody. And I would ask, if you haven't seen it, please read it. And it's only, it's a 3-minute read, really. but it does dispel with the myth and notion of that. And I want to thank my friend Jack Cashel as well for his input on that and his tweaking a few things I had. God bless that man. He is, by the way, folks, at the end of that article, there is a link to his book. And I would urge everyone to grab a hold of a copy of that book and read it, because it gets into January 6th. And yes, J6 has a lot to do with what's taking place with respect to lawfare. And I trust, folks, you saw as well the Nancy Pelosi video that came out, where she admits that she's to blame for the lack of response of the National Guard on January 6th. She went against Donald Trump's advice, wishes, and concerns. And, of course, she's responsible for the entirety of January 6th. And what happened there, of course, her and her daughter, Alexandria, whatever it is, whatever her name is, making this bullshit documentary about January 6th, making it all about them, then being part or developing this House Unselect Committee, where there was no ranking member, minority member, and there was no general counsel for the majority, which makes it really not. It was a sham committee, and of course, once again with parody, they're trying to say, "Hey, Merrick Garland can disregard a subpoena, but Steve Bannon he can't, but Merrick Garland can." Again, with respect to the equal justice under the law, there is none. There's two. Well, there's more than two, but there's at least two warring sets of judicial weaponization going on here. And, of course, the right, the conservative right, is on the receiving end of the weaponized judicial system. But one thing we didn't cover yesterday that we'll cover today, and subsequent to the program yesterday, Randy Taylor was talking about the, as we spoke about, I think it was on Wednesday with Steve Quayle, about what Russia is doing around the U.S. And Randy Taylor sent me a Twitter feed of someone following the movements of vehicles or of airplanes, as well as subs, unknown subs. And there's something that he saw that I'll let him explain to you. Hat tip from this Twitter feed or X feed. You'll see it on screen. That's something I think is important for us to take a look at. But to open the show with respect to really what's going on in this country and how many people are oblivious to this, let me ask you, how many people know what's taking place just miles off of our shores in America? Who is responsible for this? Is it Vladimir Putin responsible for conducting military exercises off of our coast? This would be like you, perhaps you're a neighbor, or perhaps you live in an urban area and you share a yard with close by a neighbor, and you decide, okay, I'm going to put up some weaponry that points to your neighbor's house. And your neighbor, well, what's your neighbor to do? And your neighbor says, hey, would you mind taking that down? That's pretty offensive. Well, that's what the Biden regime, under the control of Obama, under control of the deep state, under control of the Jacobins, as, again, I'm going to adopt that word from Jack Cashel, that's what's happening right now. You're going to use, I think Breitbart yesterday or one of the media sources yesterday said, hey, you know what? U.S. military hardware, missiles allowed to and are being used to hit targets inside Russia, the military strategic targets inside Russia. So you might as well just write on the missile, made in the USA, and, compliments of Joe Biden and all of the neocons on the right and left. Lindsey Graham never met a war he didn't like, right? And what do you get? You get military exercises with nuclear-tipped missiles off the coast of the U.S. Again, something we did not talk enough about this week, but to wrap up the week, we're definitely going to talk about this. So, Eric the Tech, if by the way, you ready for Father's Day? You okay with that? You're a father?
Yeah.
And you got a father?
I do.
And I can't think of a better position to be in. Being a father, having a father, and I know, of course, being family, Eric the Tech's father, what a great guy. A very smart man, a very good man. I mean, absolutely salt of the earth. And as well as Eric. Eric's a great dad as well. So make sure you extend to your father your feelings and make sure that my daughter has my grandchildren take care of you, you know, this Father's Day. And to all of you out there as well. But first up is this very short video. This, I didn't print out my show notes. Shame on me. So I've got to go to the, oh my goodness, I've got to go to the digital notes. Lieutenant Stephen Rogers gives insight into Russian warship exercises in Havana Harbor. This, again, is out of all the clips out there that I looked at, this kind of encapsulates or summarizes best of what's really going on. This is in the show notes under today's episode. This is video one, and it's a couple minutes long, but he really, really drills down as to what's really going on. Here it is.
Russian warships, they've been spotted heading to Havana Harbor as they hold military exercises off of Florida's coast. Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Joe. The U.S. sent our own warships as a deterrent. Joe Biden expected to sign a bilateral security agreement today at the G7 meetings, which will be sure to upset Vladimir Putin even more. So why don't you unpack this and what we're seeing here, what this all means, Steve?
This reminded me of the Cuban Missile Crisis when John F. Kennedy was president of the United States and Khrushchev sent his warships to the same area that we see the Russian ships now. Look, this is Vladimir Putin flexing his muscles. He's showing, I do not fear the United States. Again, I get back to that theme of weakness. When you show weakness, well, the enemy is going to show their strength. What I'm concerned about is the fact that something terribly could go wrong. Look, there's unintended consequences when you send warships into a region close to your enemy's shores, we being the enemy to Russia and vice versa. So right now, the United States military is shadowing all of these war assets that Russia has sent to Cuba. But you know what? I'm wondering how many missiles are going to be delivered to the Cuban government. And that is what's scary about this.
So if Putin is showing a kind of a sign of strength, if you will, taking advantage of Biden's weakness, what's the specific purpose for it? Or is it just more, some sort of message? I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, what's the message he's trying to send? Does this have to do then with Ukraine, or is it bigger than that?
Well, it's bigger than that because, obviously a lot to do with Ukraine, but it's bigger than that because of the fact that the United States government is not showing strength anywhere on the planet Earth here. And he is sending a message that I will not be bullied. I do not fear the United States. And you just get in our way. We're going to take action. And listen, there's been a game changer in Ukraine. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, gave the Ukrainian government the go-ahead to strike Russia inside Russia. Yep. Now, if a missile hits Moscow or Stalingrad or St. Petersburg, we're going to be in deep, deep trouble. So there's the message. Don't go too far, Mr. Biden, because you might regret it.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover again, right? Randy Taylor, let's rock. Let's talk about what's going on the world stage. We didn't cover, I don't think we covered that yesterday. So what is going on in because you're a military guy.
Yeah. First of all, hello, everyone. the Russians right now are doing what any adversary would do. They're getting in close. They tried this years ago in the 60s, arming up, putting things in Cuba. Bear in mind, we've got a military base, a naval base here at the other end of the island, but everything becomes now in jeopardy. In a scenario where someone was going to use nuclear weapons, that's a pretty final decision when somebody decides that's the route they're going. And thankfully, the only ones that ever done that was us in 1945 when we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Thank goodness that that hasn't become, you know, just a normal thing. Anything like that is taken in great strides. There is a lot. People who think really hard about that. We're not talking about clowns like North Korea, who jump up and down and don't really understand the ramifications of talking about nuclear warfare. It's scary because we know that there's Russian patrols. There's always Russian patrols off the coast of the United States. Don't think that they're not. We do it to them. They do it to us. But when words like nuclear capability start coming in the conversation, and you look at any one of any submarine that's outfitted with nuclear weapons, probably has enough weapons on there to practically remove a continent. No joke. The devastating, and we've got them over there too. But if we're offshore that close, I'm unaware of it. But there also were subs spotted very close to Washington, D.C. Problem with those two subs, nobody could identify them.
If you want to put that up, you sent this to me. This is page 2 in the show notes. This is what you were referencing, correct?
Sharp on X.
Okay.
Yeah, just look very closely at that. Scroll it up just a little bit, Eric. Just a little bit. Okay. That's perfect. That gives you an idea of where D.C. is there at the top of Virginia. Okay. And this, I mean, sure, they put up sub-trackers and all up in the air, planes that specialize in that. And a lot of people, please keep in mind, when you talk about submarine warfare, it's not like the impression you get in the movies, you know, the old World War II movies and all. A submarine operates about 400 feet below the surface. That's about as far as they go, okay, before they take that risk of collapsing in on themselves. Could they go deeper? Yeah, in an emergency, I'm sure they could. But that's a normal thing, so they can be spotted from the air on a good day. If they're in that close, though, when you talk about the real winner of that fight is first strike. Stop and think about that. If you're going to resort to that, even if it was just a tactical nuke for a very limited area, first strike capability is always the best. It's just like if you're going to do an invasion, first strike capability. It's like a fist fight in high school. Now, we were taught by our parents to let them hit us and then whip their butts. When I got out of the service, I remember I came home. I told my father that he was wrong. The first shot usually takes the cake.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I remember that conversation. But first strike capability, if you've got, whether they're submarine deployed, ground mount, or sitting on a ship somewhere, anything that's as close as Cuba, because you're talking about 90 miles off the coast of Florida, okay? And it's only about, from there, maybe 500 or 600 miles to D.C. I mean, that sub would be there in no time. Or that sub, not sub, that missile would be there in no time. Boom, boom. You know, that's fast. Where, sure, we launch towards Russia, the birds are going to be in flight for a little bit. I pray every day that we don't see this in our lifetimes. I pray that our children don't see this. Because when we start talking about lobbing nukes around, you're talking about, that's pretty final. That's devastating. You're talking about an attack area that will be uninhabited for years and years and years and years. Just stop and think about this. But here's the problem. And why we're in this situation is because of Joe Biden. Okay? This is because of people like Lindsey Graham. That's a guy that it don't matter who's at war. He wants to be have the U.S. pumping money into it. Doug made a comment one day on the show. He never met a war he didn't like.
That's true.
That was a couple months ago. Sorry, Doug. I use that now. That's a very good analogy of Mr. Graham. We just, and the ones that are the worst are really, in my opinion, it's the rhinos that seem to be very flagrant with the money. And, you know, money's one thing, but when you talk about committing people, human beings, to a war or a conflict, as far as I'm concerned, the very basis of that conflict is in question. You're talking about sending people to die, like in Iraq. Iraq never attacked us, but we sure were quick to get troops over there and watch them die. This is all globalist material here, just so everybody understands that. You're talking about central banks, who has central banks in their country, who doesn't. Other people are better off citing that. I don't follow that particular thing very well, but that has a lot to do with it.
Well, I do, and I'm looking at my – I took some notes since you sent me that map.
Snapshot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I see taking – or what's taking place right now – yesterday was Russian Federation Day. Okay, but there was a counteraction to this mess, okay, involving the Department of State, the CIA, the Intelligence Committee, as well as the Department of the banks, the big banks and such, and some of the big players like BlackRock and such. The Treasury Department. The Treasury Department yesterday announced a new set of sanctions against Russia. And tell me when sanctions against Russia ever worked, which is ridiculous. The physical appearance of a nuclear submarine off our coast versus the that's a little bit more dramatic than Western sanctions, of which amount to nothing more than saber rattling at best. But go ahead.
Doug's absolutely right. They have their own setup in place. Iran uses them, and Syria, Russia. There's always ways around, you know, the ways to skin that cat. Putting sanctions on these people means really little to nothing. And when people started moving, I remember many decades ago, the Russian fleet sailing between the Hawaiian Islands. I mean, sailing right through. I'll never forget that. I was stationed there at the time, and we were in full alert for probably 2 days prior and several days after, because that was pretty serious. That was waving it in their face. They were screwing around with Reagan, you know, waving it in his face. Wrong guy to do that to. But anyway, we are precariously close to trouble. And it's because no one respects or fears Joe Biden. It's hard to have any respect for the Biden government when you look at the Biden government. Look at the fruitcake admiral that we have. The guy that dresses like a girl and goes to work. Stop and think about that. If you're the enemy and you see that, and you say, wow, that's an admiral? Wow. You know, I understand it isn't really controlling any ships or anything. He's probably in charge of his secretary. But just, we are the laughing stock from around the world. And this stuff, all the way down to the sexualization of children. Putin uses that example almost every time that he addresses the Russian people. And you can go back and grab his speeches. Every one of them is available online. And he speaks openly that he actually says that the West endorses pedophilia. Okay, so we have no respect around the world anymore. We don't. We are ripe for attack. We are ripe for takeover. No joke. We're in precarious times. And here's the problem. We have a couple enemies. Our own government has become an enemy. And then our adversaries are now right in our face being enemies. The two subs off the coast of D.C. yesterday, the last intel I had, okay, because I dug a little deeper than just some picture in social media. I started checking with people that I know. was still unidentified. They wanted to say, if they had to speculate, they would be Chinese subs. If they had to speculate. But they did not want to give me anything to run with. They said, if I said anything like this, this is how I had to say it. Okay? It was speculation at that time. Will we ever get an answer? I don't know.
But I mean, but why not?
Why not? Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, Doug, you are absolutely correct. Our enemies, and look, please look, ladies and gentlemen, please look at how far we've been infiltrated and invaded without a shot being fired. Now, to go to physical war would only be the icing on a cake, because our enemies look at us, including little North Korea, look at us as a bunch of pansies, a bunch of people that are psychologically ill, people with questionable standards. If they don't know if they're a boy or a girl, how are they ever going to stand behind a flag? How are they ever going to stand behind a constitution? Do you understand what I'm saying?
They've neutered the military.
Yes, absolutely. We look awful around the world. I have never been more ashamed in my life. And I'm not talking about the troops that are out there in the field. Don't you ever think that. God bless you. I pray for you all the time. This program supports you, meaning we absolutely do not speak badly of you ever. And when it comes down to it, I mean, if a service member needs a prayer, we're on it. Okay? We love you. What we don't want to see is your blood spilled over some globalist scheme. And that's all it is.
And to echo and emphasize your point, okay, about this globalist scheme, folks, nothing happens in a vacuum. Think back to, well, you can go back to 1997 when NATO conducted exercises. They had warships from Turkey, Greece, Italy, U.S., okay, and other nearby countries at the Ukrainian naval base in western Crimea. And so that was like right there back in 97. And they held these tests or these exercises throughout the 90s, breaking for a little bit. And then in 2007, Seabreeze 2007 was a joint military exercise between the U.S. and Ukraine that took place in the Black Sea, southern Ukraine. That was in July of 07. So that would be akin to Russia landing forces in northern Mexico near our border. What we did back then. And we're saying, well, wait a second. Why? No. I mean, we kept poking them in the chest, and this is what's happening. And the left and the right are involved in this. So you're right.
No, he's right. And in retrospect, we don't even deserve that. Retrospect. We've known going in. We are our own worst enemy as usual. Okay, and people, everybody out there that raises their hand and votes for a Democrat, if you have children in the military, I don't know why you would be raising your hand. I don't know why you would want to commit your children to death. I don't understand that. For a political party, really? Basically, you're so far gone that you're willing to say, go Joe, when all he's doing is walking your kids with execution.
And it's more than Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden is the potato chief.
Bingo. He is the face on the milk carton.
He hasn't disappeared,
unfortunately. But we're in a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous areas right now. And here's the worst part. We're falling apart inside. United we stand, divided we fall. Well, that just wasn't a phrase on a bathroom wall. Okay. That's the truth. And they have fragmented us. Here's the worst part. Our own government is setting us up to fall. Why? Because they know that they can never control us because we're an armed public. They know at any time, and time coming soon, that's gotten to the point where the people are ready to take them to task. January 6th was just a little reminder of how many people could show up at any given time at any given point. Next time they might show up armed. You see what I'm saying? The government, the United States government, is afraid of us. Stop and think about it. I speak the truth. They're afraid. They're afraid of what we represent, and they're afraid of our capabilities, and they haven't seen 1/50th of our capabilities as Americans, okay? I'm just going collectively on what I know on the street, okay? I'm not part of any special secret organization or anything like that, okay? I'm telling you what any idiot should be able to figure out. Believe me, if I figured it out, anybody should be able to figure it out. We are in a precarious right now. We're in a bad place. Bad, bad, bad place. Our government is trying to start a fight inside. Our enemies are just waiting for that to start, and that they're going to be all over us. I'm telling you. We talked about this 6 months, maybe 9 months ago, Doug, that we would be fighting on two fronts. There would be infighting, and then there would be the enemy. And watch, as NATO gets this whole Russian thing clawing at them and clawing at them and clawing at them, they're suddenly going to be putting troops in there, large amounts of troops. And what happens then? If they don't send them to Ukraine, they'll send them to various posts around the world just to enhance our security. But what happens at that point is the homeland is left unprotected. And who's it unprotected from? Our own government and these fake UN soldiers that we're fixing to meet very soon. And people, I don't want anybody a year from now saying, oh, wow, I wish somebody had told me. We're telling you. We are telling you. This is what's coming. Our troops, they know that the average American troop is not going to fire on his own people. Because our troops have some decency, some respect. They also are pledged to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign or domestic. So they have to be moved overseas. That's the government's doing. Think about how we told you years ago why these different agencies in the U.S. government were buying hordes and hordes and hordes of ammunition. Why did, I recall, wasn't it the post office?
IRS? IRS,
yes. Just hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. This has been going on for a long time. And this is how they want to take us down. We are entering into places where we're going to have to not only be strong and forceful and let them know that we're together, we're Americans, okay? We're going to have to be very resourceful and very diligent in how we think on everything, because this isn't going to be some war that's fought overseas like we're used to. This is going back to 1860, 1861 in there, where the war front was right here in our front yards.
It's going to be both a revolution and a civil war. We're going to be fighting
our
neighbor.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be fighting the threat that was insinuated into our population. Go ahead.
And, Doug, that makes me sick to think about fighting my neighbor. I have neighbors that are liberals, okay? But they're not buttheads. They're nice people. I would protect them in a normal situation. Well, here's what's going to happen is this isn't going to be a normal situation. And that horrifies me. And the people that are jumping up and down and going, oh, I want to go to war. Look at the gun I bought and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's all about all you know about it. And I got news for you. When it opens up and you're the center of attention, you're going to wish that you'd never thought like that. This is not a joke. This isn't rah, rah, rah. And once again, quit posting weapons on social media.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Why don't you just paint
it? Why do we have to say that all the time? I mean, seriously.
Because they keep doing it, Doug. I see it about every other day. And here's the thing. I didn't even go looking for it.
No.
There it is. I mean, you're doing the feds' work. And don't think because, oh, well, I didn't use the real name. Oh, I didn't use the right email address. Really? I think we covered that about 30 years ago. Okay. You're not sly.
and you know who else is watching that besides the feds or the people who are in here to do us harm? By the way, they I don't know how many people saw this. Hopefully everyone. This week, there were eight? Let me look here. 8 ISIS-linked illegal alien border crossers arrested in Philly, L.A., and New York, just for a wrap. Okay, so you've got...
York. You're talking about pretty far north.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These people, these terrorists were released and given court dates by the Border Patrol because, you know, Biden allowed this. Mayorkas said Cuban cuball communist. Ooh, I was... Anyway, that guy, hey, it's okay. But we've got ISIS, Al-Qaeda... You've got Islamic terrorists in this country who want to kill you.
And who the hell would put a Cuban in charge of an agency? I don't care.
Communist Cuban.
There you go. A communist Cuban. But who does that? What stupidity do you have to go to at that level? This is the problem that's north to my friends. Okay. They're looking at the MPs because they're doing an investigation about Chinese influence. And communist influence in the last elections. Things are coming out. And what they're finding out is out of those people, okay, that are in parliament, which is like kind of like our congressmen, okay, parliament is that. They also have a Senate. We have a Senate. But these people have been influenced by the Chinese, but they were already working for the Chinese before they ever ran for office. And when you look at the Canadian Parliament, there is very few actual born in Canada Canadians. They're foreigners. Tons of them. And they're not foreigners like, oh, the United States kind of foreigner. No. They're Muslims. Okay. They're East Indians, or, you know, the Hindu, the Sikh thing. That right there is a problem in the same room.
Yep.
That right there is bloodshed. And this isn't people that just go, oh, I can't stand him because he's a Sikh. It's like, Sikh, I kill. This is no joke. And these are the people now that make a parliament and make the laws to present to Senate to vote them in and go. These are the people. The guy that's in charge of like one of the largest political parties, the NDP, okay, he's a Sikh. These are people that should not be in power in Canada. They've surrendered Canada's legal and bill making ability. That's why you see all these stupid bills I tell you about. You know, C-63, you know, where they can the thought police can come to your house and bust you, although you've done nothing. Just if they read some of your posts on social media somewhere, or you spoke with another person and they deem you to be a future danger, they can put you in prison for life. And I'm not joking. I've got it right now. I'd be happy to show it to you. If you don't believe me, please email me. I will send you copies of it.
And that's coming to the U.S. If not,
thank you.
A lot of it's already here, folks. Randy Taylor is with me on this run up to Father's Day 2024. And speaking of Father's Day, you know, look, folks, one of the gifts that it would be a good gift for Father's Day or someone's birthday or hey, anytime during the summer. And that is EasySummerCool.com. Go to EasySummerCool.com. Folks, I've got in front of me here a device that I take with me. You know, you look at the weather, it's been kind of strange with over the past couple of months. Countries across the planet have been experiencing hot temperatures, some of the hottest ever recorded. What's worse is that if the power goes out, like it did last week or this past week here at the studio, it got kind of toasty. I got to tell you, and it's not good for your equipment. It's not good for you either. But thankfully, I've got an answer for you. If the power goes out during those extreme heat waves, you're now looking at a potentially life-threatening situation. And this is why I have, and I'm preparing for the heat, and have used this with great success with the help of this amazing little device I've got here. I absolutely love the security and peace of mind it brings me. Thanks to it, I'm able to help keep my home office and even my, I have a small space that I use for some computer work I do. I'll just say non-customary stuff. I've got to keep the equipment cool. I got to keep me cool. And I can use that there because I don't have to rely on electricity. It's a potential lifesaver as well if a blackout occurs. One of those deadly heat waves during one of those, simply place it next to you, and you can have up to 25 hours of really freezing cold air from nearly anywhere. A perfect gift for Dad again this Father's Day. I don't know if you order it today, if it'll get there in time, but regardless, tell him it's on its way. He'll thank you for it. Make yourself as happy and as cool as I am this summer by visiting EasySummerCool.com. That's EasySummerCool.com. Just click on the link in the description box below for up to 60% off today. Do it today with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and fast U.S. shipping. Shipping within the USA. It's easy to use. It's long-lasting, powerful battery. Lasts up to, anywhere between 6 and 25 hours, depending on how you use it. It's quiet, too. I can use it, and I'm not bothered by any ambient noise. It's lightweight and portable and get up to, like I said, 56% off for a limited time. Guaranteed. Safe checkout and look at the customer reviews about it online. Just follow that through. Again, EasySummerCool.com. By the way, here it is right here. If you want to know how big it is, this is the device. And it's very simple to carry around. Very lightweight. Charges by USB cable. All right. So, Randy Taylor, you were saying, you made a lot of good points, too, with respect to Canada, the infiltration.
It's been for a while. They've been infiltrated for a while. Whatever's going on in Canada, it's coming here, folks. Name something that happened 2 years ago in Canada, it's here. It's like a training ground. The globalists have run amok up in Canada. I'm telling you.
And
Klaus Schwab, it's just, there's so much evil.
Yeah, I don't know if I can grab this clip at all, but I was watching a report, and I don't recall who was up at the northern border. We've got a very long border between the U.S. and Canada, and they were saying that there were unprecedented numbers of foreign actors coming across from Canada into the U.S., and even from the U.S. into Canada, in some of these broad, unchecked areas of the northern border. You're looking at potentially Chinese troops in Canada. You're looking at...
Yeah, absolutely. They train them up there.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been caught on film training. Regular civilians were taking pictures when it doesn't make sense. And you've got platoon-sized elements out running in the morning, and they're obviously Chinese. Not a white boy to be found. I'm just telling you, okay? We are in trouble. The Justin Trudeau has sold Canada out. He is evil. That man, he's so... And that's another reason why we know and we'll put money on him being Trudeau, Cuba Fidel Castro's son. And I think that whole pregnancy, that whole little fling and affair that his mother, the mental patient, had when they were in, because Pierre Trudeau was a homosexual. It's not like a secret. Okay, his father, the prime minister. So mom needed action somewhere, and I think she fit perfectly. I think a plan was put into place, and I think it was easy to deliver. Because she partied it all back then, next thing you knew, her ankles were behind her ears, and she was taking care of business. But I'm telling you, what's going on is absolutely revolting. Canada used to be like a really super cool country. It's a toilet now. They have overrun the place with immigrants, and these aren't immigrants. that you normally would find coming in. These are the dredges from jails, prisons, and mental institutions. And this is just like Castro did back in 82, I think, and started dumping them in Miami. They're sending all their garbage to the United States. So now, I mean, the police already, and here's the thing, we've already defunded the police, beat them up, embarrassed them to where they're afraid of their own shadow now of getting sued or losing their job. And now you just infected them and put an enemy on the street for them to deal with. And here's the thing. It's all the type of enemy that they fear the most, because it's the ones that'll go running and crying to the news and go crying to the mayor about being, you know, mishandled by the police. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would not want to be a law enforcement officer right now. I absolutely wouldn't. I don't know how they do it.
Well,
I don't know how. Doug, it's horrendous, because they know they can take them to jail, but they're going to be out before dinner time.
Which, again, the infected district attorneys, not affected, although there's that too, but infected.
That's a good description, Doug.
So to kind of buttress what you said, to think about when I mentioned about the eight terrorists released into the U.S. Think about this. The DHS, okay, and this hurts, it should hurt your head. The DHS, they released these ISIS terrorists into the U.S. The FBI, or the terrorists planned some terrorist attacks. What exactly they were, I'm not sure. But so DHS releases the terrorists. The terrorists plan attacks. The FBI intercepts those plans and then instructs the DHS to pick up the terrorists they released. What the hell? In what world, on what planet does that even make sense?
None. Not in any place where common sense is.
No.
I mean, do you remember... I was just trying to grab a date real quick.
Yeah.
No worries, do you remember when, and it was after the fact, that we found out that Trudeau had released somewhere between 50 and 60 ISIS terrorists into the Canadian population, right out of Syria, into the Canadian population? Not a word said. Not a word said. And then sometime afterwards, this came to light. I think somebody in the CBS Air or whatever spoke up and said, hey, do you remember when? And you have to sit down and think about that. Okay? It was confirmed that he had done it. It was never would anybody talk about it. But I want you to stop and think about it. 60 ISIS terrorists. These are people with no morals, no ethics, and bloodthirsty. Now, you just put them in with probably the most peaceful people on earth, Canadians. Okay? Does anybody understand that this is an army that Trudeau has at his fingertips if he wants forest fires set, if he wants particularly vehicles stolen, which we're starting to see this weird, I can explain that one on another show, but all these little things and these ice, and here's the other thing, these people that are coming up, they could be sent to a camp, and these guys can be training them. Why would you release 60 ISIS combatants into the Canadian public, which he did? I think it was 2015. I can't find it real quick. And they tried to scrub that off the web. I do, however, have several articles related to that in PDF form, because I know things like that disappear.
How that happens. In 2018, he had a town hall in Hamilton.
Yes.
So I had some notes on the Canadian side in advance of your appearance. Hamilton Town Hall in 2018. And then, okay, so he okay, here's what Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, okay, and I'm going from notes I copied and pasted from an article. Let me see if I, okay, from an article. This was published in January of 2018, so you're looking 2017 around that time. So he said this, as a war against, or this was said, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told a Hamilton town hall Wednesday, again, this is January 2018, that despite concerns over returning ISIS fighters, Canada or Canadians were safe in their country and could only or could rely on the security and intelligence services to keep them that way. As the war against ISIS winds down, the government has said that it's aware of about 180 people with a nexus to Canada who had traveled overseas to join ISIS and other groups, and another 60 who had returned to Canada. So you're exactly right. A lot of this is being scrubbed off the internet.
Your numbers are even higher, Doug.
Well, it was 180, but that had attachments to some nexus to Canada, mm-hmm. but the 60 were designated as terrorist fighters, ISIS fighters. So, oh, yeah. You know,
and these are horrendous fighters. This isn't like fighting even a Russian or even a Chinese soldier. They have a little bit of savvy about how they do things. These type of people, these Muslims, they're nuts. They'll cut your head off. You know what I mean? They're into the bloodshed, gory, put your guts, you know, on the wall. Things that a normal soldier doesn't even think like. And these people do it. They're not only do it to yourself, not in your homeland, they'll do it to your family. And these 60 people have never been accounted for. They've never fully answered the questions. And every one of them, son of a bitches, should be on a boat going back to La La Land. That's where they belong. They do not belong in our countries. The U.S. doesn't need this. Canada doesn't need this. But Trudeau has been doing this. He total disregard for the law. Total. It's like he doesn't care what anybody's, and nobody's checking the guy. That's the thing. Every time they try and do something with him, he's already circumvented them. Has already put something in place. So they're like, oh, cool, we can do this. We can have the Senate go. And the Senate can't do anything about that. That's what we're finding more and more and more. He has think tanks, apparently, if you watch. He must have think tanks out there dreaming of every possible thing that the Canadian public could try and do to him to bring him up to an accountability stage. And he's already circumvented it. He knows how to do it. He's just waiting for someone to make that phone call, and it's already been taken care of. It was planned for. Well, that tells me he's got way more than just Canadians involved in it. He's got Chinese backing. We are seeing these people, they call them MPs. They're like congressmen. It's the equivalent of a U.S. congressman. But you're seeing these MPs, and they're just in bed with these Chinese. They're having dinner with them. They go over and visit them in China. But that's just nuts. And they don't, here's the thing, they don't even try and hide it anymore because nobody can do anything about it. All right, so let's go back and ask that question again. Everything's being stripped away from you. You've tried the court system. You tried public opinion. You tried to vote the bastard out. What do you got left? I'm not going to answer that question because each one of us has to answer that individually to ourselves. We have to look in there. I want you to do this. The radio audience, okay? I want you, the next time you're in the bathroom, I want you to close the door. And I want you to stand there at your sink. And I want you to look yourself in the eye. I want you to look in your eyes. And I want you to hold that gaze for 30 seconds. I want you to look yourself in the eyes and hold that gaze for 30 seconds. And then when you're done, I want you to stop and think if you are happy with yourself and what you're doing to protect your country. Please do that. That is the best check a man can have, is to look into his own soul. And the eyes are the pathway to that beautiful place of your own soul. That's why God wants your soul. It's you. It's everything about you. And I dare you. I dare you. Man to man. To do what I just described to you. I would really like to see you do it for 60 seconds. And I want you to, don't just look at your face. Don't look at hair growing here or there. I want you to look in your eyes. Right in the eyes. Just like it's your child. Look them in the eyes. And I want you to tell me, or don't tell me, tell yourself, if you're happy and you think that you're doing everything you can do to change it, or if you're giving up on changing it. See what I'm saying?
I do.
I want you to do that. I'm asking you as your friend, Randy Taylor, to please do that this afternoon or evening. Next time you're in the bathroom, please do that. And if you want to share that information, you're welcome. I have a lot of people that I communicate with regularly on email. You've become my friends. You've become my online family. I love you people that email me. You're so in tune with Doug and I. You know, and I try and run a little interference for Doug. And you people know if there's a message for Doug that's important, I've never failed to get that message to him. You, anybody that knows me that through the email knows that to be God's honest truth. Okay, so you can email me anytime, but I want you to do that. And if you find something profound, and if you find something that you want to share with myself, and if you want me, say, to mention it on the air without saying your name, you know, I could do that. But I'm curious as to the different responses I'm going to see if you decide to send me those answers, because we have to be at a point with ourselves that we're peaceful with our decision. Okay. But I don't even think most of us are making the right decision. We're in a bad area. We're running out of options here. I am terrified that we're going to get locked down and the kids are going to get pulled out of school and they're going to try and lock us down and try and screw this election up again.
They've got to do something.
Something bad is coming. It is coming. And if it's not just with the election, because if they go martial law, they're going to have to enforce martial law. That's not easy to do. You take 100,000 soldiers and then you try and tell 350 million people what to do. You don't have enough soldiers.
Okay? Yeah. I mean, you've got internal strife.
Who's in reverb? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So to wrap things up, we only have about 2.5
minutes. Sorry, sorry about that.
That's fine. That's fine. Because I think we all need to, we need to relate to one another on a human, man-to-man, person-to-person level. And I think right now that's where we're at. You look out the window, you see, if you live on the East Coast, down around Florida, you know, between Cuba and Florida, you see a Russian sub warship popping up, whatever. It should make you think, and it should make you think about where you're at, and it should make you think about what our government has done to us here and the infiltration by the
Corps. Because you're going to have a plan.
You are.
So is your plan going to be that we take a stand, or are you going to run? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you need to answer these questions unto yourself first, before you share with anybody, if you decide to do that. But you got to make a decision as a man, as a Christian, as a patriot, because once you step in that direction, there's no turning back. We know that. I'm not endorsing warfare or bloodshed here. I'm just telling you what's coming. Well, you don't have to be a genius to see it.
Yeah, there will be no turning back from this. So to recap, and as we leave this decade full of news a week, you've got Russians all throughout the East, really all throughout the East Coast around Florida, Cuba, Gulf of Mexico. You've got unknown subs up around the East Coast of the U.S. off near Chesapeake Bay area. You've got all these things happening. You've got this lawfare, warfare, infiltration going on. Folks, we've gone through it throughout the entire week, except for the day we were off because of the power. But the bottom line is we are in a fight of our lives for the very survival. And that's it.
Happy Father's Day.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Happy Father's Day.
Sorry. Between buckets of water for the fire. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Well, the good part is, too, we get nuked. We won't have to pay property taxes, right?
There you go. Yeah. Always an upside.
Yeah.